These are some headlines from different webs or different websites that I'm going to read to you right now. Some workers struggle to feed children under cost of living crisis. That's within the New York Times. Spain, one dead in church machete attacks. Terralink probed. AP News. Iran can feel several atomic bombs. UN nuclear official. That's from Fox News. In courts across America, religious liberty is on the docket in 2023. That's from the Daily Caller. Rumors of nuclear war ramp up. That's from the Republican Daily. Seven killed in shooting at Jerusalem synagogue, suspect dead. ABC News. But go ahead and turn to my favorite verse. Does anyone know what my favorite verse is? I've mentioned this before. Okay. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We see here in these headlines, there's no peace. And so that made me think, I'm going to read to you. I'm not going to sing to you. The third verse of I heard the bells on Christmas Day. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. There is no peace on our earth. We all have difficulties. We all have concerns. Health. We can all be concerned about our health. If you have someone in your family that has cancer, that's a concern. Maybe emotional problems or psychological problems. Those are concerns. How about family problems? Whether it's your parents, your children, your spouse, your brothers, your sisters. Okay? We can have family issues. What about job? For those of us that are still working, some are retired. For those of us that are working, there could be difficulties or concerns about our job. Is my place going to close up? Am I in the place where God wants me to be? Is this the best job for me? Do I really like what I'm doing? Now, going along with job, how about monetary? People can have monetary concerns. Will I have enough money to pay for my bills this month? We know that whether or not they're admitting it, we're going through inflation. I was just reading something this past week about how most people have more money now, but their spending power is less. And so there's a concern there. How about national? You can have national concerns, like what's going on down in Memphis, where supposedly five police officers killed a man. Right? And now there's more unrest again. And so there are national concerns. How about global concerns? Russia, Ukraine. How about China? All right, there's a concern about China. Is China going to attack Taiwan? Perhaps. There's all these concerns. There's no peace on our earth. And as Jesus says here, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. The world can't give peace. The world doesn't know peace. Those of us that have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we can have a peace. We don't have to be concerned about all these other things because we understand that God is in control. I've had patients talking with me. There are some of those, you know this saying that you can talk about anything except politics and religion. And if someone comes up and their political views agree with mine, I can then talk about it some. And I've had some people who are very concerned about the state of our country and about the most recent election, how it didn't go as well as what some of us may have hoped. And I would remind them, I said, thankfully, God is still in control. We can have a peace that God can provide for us. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled about things, is what Jesus is telling us. Don't be troubled. you can have peace through God. This particular verse became my favorite verse back when I was in college. Now, some of you, like Lori, you can study for an hour the night before an exam while watching TV and get an A. All right. Some of you are very smart. And so I had to work at it. And so when I was in physical therapy school, we had to have every test, you had to pass with 76% or better. If not, you had one chance to retake it. If not, you failed the class, and then you have to wait another year to go on. And so for me, I could be troubled about that. And if I looked into my own power, I did get troubled. Until I realized, God, you're in control. You know what's going on. You know what I need. You know what's best for me. And so when Pastor Lance said, he mentioned this popcorn preaching, I was thinking back to when the pastors did it. They pulled a verse out. And so I had said, is that what it's going to be? He said, no, you can pick a verse. So I was picked a verse as if I pulled it out. And so I picked my favorite verse. And hopefully it's an encouragement to us to have a peace that God can provide,
yes,
and not to be troubled.